You're listening to another Vantage Point program today with George and Rita Gully.
The majestic chimes of London's Great Clock of Westminster, commonly known as Big Ben, is familiar to many. Some of us may even have clocks in our homes that sound the same hourly chime.
It's traditionally thought that the melody was taken from Handel's Messiah, and the lyrics inscribed in Big Ben Clock Room have a time significance. Here they are. All through this hour, Lord, be my guide, and by thy power, no foot shall slide. These words are a good reminder of our constant need of God's guidance in our lives.
If we ever needed guidance, it's now. God will never force himself on a person. There has to be a willing spirit, a longing to know God intimately. That's why he sent his son Jesus to come among us and live as a man while still remaining the second person of the Godhead or the Trinity.
There are so many distractions today that pull us away from a personal relationship with our Creator. God wants us to come to Him, and we can through His beloved Son, Jesus Christ. That same Jesus who came and took all the blame on Himself for our wrongdoing. None of us can say we are not really sinners, as we've not robbed or murdered or harmed anyone. Our deliberate attitude of leaving God out of our lives and doing exactly what we want to do is the problem. We only call on Him when we're in trouble and then forget Him again. That's what being a sinner is all about. It's separation from God.
Oh, yes, we all need a Saviour, and Jesus is the only one who can save us. He told us quite clearly that He is the way, the truth, and the life. And he said that no one could come to the Father but by him. Many religions tell us to do good things and gain merit in the afterlife, but none promise salvation and assure us of a place in heaven. We definitely do not have to kill our so-called enemies to get there either.
That's right. Jesus' way is a way of peace. He tells us to offer kindness to our enemies, to help and give comfort. He wants us to enjoy a personal relationship with Him. And how do we get to know God? We will discover His character by reading His Word, the Holy Bible, and praying to Him about everything in our lives. We can pray like King David prayed. He said, "Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. On you will I wait all day."
Now, David wasn't saying he was just sitting and praying all day long and not performing his other duties, but he meant he was aware of God's presence in his heart and life, and he asked the Lord to help him make right decisions and to keep his soul clean before God.
In other words, to paraphrase what is inscribed on Big Ben's clock room, his prayers went something like this: "All through these hours and the days to come, Lord, please guide me in your ways. Give me wisdom to do what is right in all of life's difficulties."
Some days we might feel we can hardly get through the day if we don't get help from someone. Perhaps many young mothers feel this way with a sick child. Perhaps men have a hard struggle at work. Maybe even high school students feel as if things are just completely beyond them. Yes, in most cases it seems as if things are beyond their control. What does a person do then?
The Holy Bible tells us, "Cast your cares on Him, because He, Jesus, cares for you." If we ask the Lord to help us, He will. Why not make Him your Lord and Saviour today by asking Him in a prayer like this? "Lord Jesus, thank you for giving yourself to die on the cross to forgive me all my sins. Please come into my heart and help me to live a life pleasing to you."
We hope you enjoyed the program today. If you'd like to contact us, simply write to George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. I'll give you that address again. George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. And thank you for listening.